And welcome everybody to RP Grinders episode, check this out guys, 475 of RP Grinders. We're barreling towards 500, I'm telling you. I'll talk about that later too. But anyways, I'm your host.
We'll just add it 600, I think.
I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to figure out how long that is. What's that? Sometime next year?
I believe so. It's like
500.
No, I think we hit it this year because it's only 25 shows.
Yeah. I guess you'd be right because yeah. It's just February. Like, I don't know why I was thinking it was later.
I think it's
cold as shit outside.
I think towards the.
You're right. It should be somewhere in the summertime.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're gonna have a special show then. Maybe a drinking show. That would be pretty sweet. But I'm going to have to get with you guys to plan something pretty special because, like, to be honest with you, how many shows that do a weekly show hit 500 episodes, dude? Especially a show like this. Like, honestly, a neat show.
Yeah, I've been here for about 20, 30 shows now.
Yeah, just a few, man. Actually, you've been here for what? Like, most of those, dude. Like, I'd say the majority you've been here for, Break. Like, what, 300? Like, somewhere around there?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, we're heading towards 500, and, you know, we hope you guys can join us as well. But we got lots to talk about, man. We were talking off the air a little bit about the State of the Union address. I'll address that plus some other...
So you endured that, huh?
I did. I endured it.
I found other things to do.
You know, when you're not working, Break, like the State of the Union...
It's a no-win situation. Like, it's just no matter what he says, you're going to be disappointed type thing. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'll just do something else.
But actually, Eric and I were talking about it. What do you say, Break? If you were invited personally to go to the State of the Union, would you go?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I would too because it's like kind of like a thing, right? It's like
because it's not about Trump. It's about the presidency.
Well, he made it about himself.
Well, I know, but it's not going to be. He isn't going to be the president forever.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he's only got 3 more years.
Look at this, Freak Five. Yeah. How dare you, Freak Five's in chat. He says, "For 500, can we get rid of Frank and get Pandalicious back?" How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five?
Well, what about Mug? Can we get Mug too?
You know what? I'll try to get Mug.
He's got to be here for 500.
I try. I hardly ever see Mug. Like, literally. Like, I'm always on the go doing something. He's working. So, you know, it's not like there's no bad feelings or anything. It just, like, just doesn't work out. Like,
no, I get you. But, different time schedules. It happens.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get into the news, Eric. Let's quickly get this shit done, man.
First story is that Metal Max Zeno might be, or is coming to the West, but there's no real announcements other than the fact that Kadokawa does plan to bring it over to North America and Europe. But it'll be the only game other than Metal Saga that got localized in the West. I'm not entirely sure Metal Saga got localized in Europe either.
Wow. Well, but, it's a cool little story.
I found some more info on it, and it does sound like it might be staying true to the series roots, but I think the only reason they're doing this now, localizing it, is because they're using the Zeno name because they want to market it towards the West, and the West is already familiar with Xenoblade.
Yeah. Well, it's
so
smart.
So, like, they're saying, that sounds a lot like this other game I played.
Yeah, I think it's smart marketing for a change. Usually if we here in the West,
they also made the design decision to make the characters look, you know, like they actually are in there. Cause like before they had such a low budget, they had to make characters look SD and stuff. So
Freak Five
says they've actually been giving a budget so they can make the game look the way they probably wanted to always make it look.
This is kind of appropriate. Freak Five says he's, having a hobbit soup. basically broccoli cheese soup in a bread bowl. That sounds good, actually, man. I had a salad earlier, man, and I tweeted out, man, I was craving salad. Like, I'm gonna get back on that diet, man.
Whoa. You didn't really take a picture of your food, did you?
I did not.
I just hope that if this game's successful, we can get Metal Max 4 on the 3DS. Yeah. I think the window for 3DS games is still very much open until 2019's fall season.
Yeah. I did not take a picture, Breakman, because all it would have been is a Wendy side salad with some blue cheese crumbles and dressing, but that's about it. But dude, it felt good to like eat a salad. I hadn't eaten salad in a long time, man. I've had a lot of shit go on, man. Like, we'll get to that a little bit later too. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, sweet. It's my turn. Yeah. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Update 1.3.0 will add new Game Plus mode next month.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I was trying to clear my throat. Nintendo announced plans for Update 1.3. Yeah, I already said this shit. Just a couple weeks ago, we saw Patch 1.2. Yeah. Add a few new quests to the game, as well as adjust menu banter. Really? And make a certain group a soldiers a lot less talkative. But one curious omission was the new Game Plus mode that was teased back in December.
Yeah. This is a good patch.
So really, the sentence is, I'm skipping ahead. Add a few new quests to a game, as well as adjust menu banter, and make a certain group a soldiers a less talkative.
Yeah, that was... I haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles 2, but that was one criticism. Like, these motherfuckers don't shut up. In a nutshell, that's how we say it in the hood, man. You know, so there you go.
I don't think that's what's said in the hood.
Well, you have to live in the hood to know what they say in the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, next story.
Whatever. I didn't go to an inner city high school, and even back in the '90s, they wouldn't have said that. But whatever.
Shit, yeah, man. You do it like I straight up West Side, man. Come on. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. I was like one of like maybe 10.
I'm just giving you shit. Relax.
I know. I one of 10 Hispanics in half white, half black school. If you can imagine that was an experience.
Yeah, you know what? It was my high school was really around that ratio. It was like half white and half black. I'd say it was like probably 45-45, and then there was like 10% of like, you know, Asian and
right.
Middle Eastern and stuff like that. And I don't remember any Latinos. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. See, like I'm telling you, I was like one of 10. Like when I first started, I mean, I think they added a few more. Like. As my time in that high school went on. But anyways, from Gamatsu, Mercenary Saga Chronicles launches February 8th in North America and Europe. You can pre-order for a 10% discount. It includes, for the first time on console platform, Will of the White Lions features Leon. Oh, God damn it. I just fucked up my screen here. The commander of the White Lions mercenaries. How appropriate. His name is Leon. He's hired to fight against bandits and monsters, but unexpected events draws him into war. Tell Mrs. Breakman to shut up. No, I'm kidding. Mercenary Saga 2 and Mercenary Saga 3. So there's a bunch of content. Features for the Switch. This Switch release, total of 82 campaign chapters. So different routes and endings. Numerous free battles allow you to power up characters. Multiple difficulty settings are available. Yippee. Maps with variable terrains that are decisive in battle. That's actually kind of cool. Buy and sell items, then synthesize them into more powerful gear. Change classes to acquire high class skills and use SP to master them. Or masturbate.
See, this would be a kind of game that I'd be interested in, but I completely quit paying attention after you made your little mark.
I know, I'm kidding, man. enhanced gameplay experience on the Nintendo Switch, redesigned to perfectly fit a 16:9 resolution. That's a nice change. Yeah, dude, looking at this video, this is a game you would play, wouldn't it be, Breakman? Yeah. So maybe if you get a Switch, dude, this could be one of your first purchases. You might be pretty happy with it. He's like, it's not happening. All right, next story, Eric.
Well, next story, I'm just going to read this because it's out now, but Eternal Blade's on the Switch.
Ah, okay, cool.
That's... But I'll just read the next one after that. But
okay.
Nekopara is coming to PS4 and Switch. And this is obviously the all-ages version, not the Arrowgate version.
Yeah, but, I would assume so, man.
Anyways, let's see. It's currently available on PC across the fourth one isn't out yet, but I'm assuming once this one launches, it will launch alongside it. But and this one will be a collection of all four. But it's going to have a new theme song, additional CG, new episodes, and more.
Yeah, cool.
You gotta be careful of theme song, man. You piss a lot of people off when you change theme song.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
ridiculous. Well, from what I've been seeing on Twitter lately, apparently they've seen the show Roswell, but apparently they're remaking it. And from what I've seen, most of the people are either angry that it's going to be new characters or they're going to change the theme song.
Yeah.
people hate change.
They do.
The theme
they
really song? Do. That's what you're getting really upset about? All
right. Freak 5 says...
We should do a free-for-all on the conservative... tendencies people have towards how they consume media.
That's a good topic. Keep that on the docket. Maybe today. Maybe we'll get to it today. Freak 5 says a black lady he used to work with, she was about 20 years older than him. She said that when she was in high school, she would go to the mall with her white friends. While the employees were following her around, her white friends would be stealing. Dude, that is fucking justice if I've ever seen it. Like, I'm not a fan of stealing. I don't think anybody here is really. But like to me, that's poetic justice. Like if you're gonna be a fucking ass and fall, like, I still to this day, I still have this happen to me where I walk into a store and I'm followed around like a fucking jackass. Like, it still fucking happens. Like, and people don't believe me until they actually fucking see it in action. Like, and it could be any fucking store. It could be Macy's. It could be Dillard's. It could be fucking any fucking store, a shoe store. And I'll have somebody like Best Buy. It happens to me at Best Buy more than anywhere. Like, I can't walk 5 seconds without somebody saying, "Is there something I can help you with?" It's like, no, the guy that was just behind you that just asked me that same thing with an earshot asked me the same thing. I'm going to give you the same answer. No, I can shop by myself. Like, what are you guys, like, offering personal assistance now? Like, I mean, it gets annoying and it sucks. And you just...
I'm not defending Best Buy because it's different Best Buy. But places like Circuit City and HH Craig, places like that, like, those people were getting paid on commission. So nobody was around you, we had to go help you because we needed
no
money.
Best Buy. I used to work at Best.
I'm just saying people on like sales commission.
Yeah.
So
well, Best
that,
Buy
that
doesn't...
can happen in those kind of stores, but Best Buy, that's completely different.
Yeah, Best Buy's not a commission store. Like, yeah. I can understand that. Like, if you work on commission, working on commission sucks. But and I know the reason why they did it because they don't want people stealing, so they want, you know, like a always present. It was their kind of thing. I used to be a home theater installer there. So I was hardly ever in the store because it's not my bag to go around fucking bothering people and worrying about whether or not they're stealing. That's just not my
thing. Oh, yeah. My thing. I forgot. There is 1/4 volume. It's volume 0.
Oh.
So there are 4 volumes on PC.
But it's so fucking annoying. Oh. And it happens to be fair to Best Buy, like, it usually happens to most people that go in there and break men. But if you're a minority, just expect it, like, double. Because it just happens that way, and it fucking sucks, man. All right, let's move on to the next story.
For the most part, I say 90% of the times I've ever gone into a store, I want to be left alone.
Yeah, I do too. I just want to. I want to shop. That's it. All right. Next story. Break.
I just posted that one, didn't I? Coming to us live from Gamatsu.
No.
Nekopara coming to PS4.
I already did that one.
Yeah, next story. Break.
Shit. Why isn't... Okay. Coming to us from Silicon Era.
Yeah.
Eldritch Law is a horror RPG where each character plays differently.
Yeah, this is exciting. Yeah.
Eldritch Law is a horror RPG where players battle to save the fabric of reality itself using an array of characters who will all play very differently from one another. That does sound interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Eldritch Law looks to make its turn-based combat more involved than just spamming attacks, giving each of its playable characters a unique style that requires that they use each character differently. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, keep reading, because this is... I think this is one that I'm going to pick up for sure if it comes to console.
As an example, the developer lists Albion, a character who can drain AP from opponents to sustain his magic abilities without backup.
Yeah.
Each character will have abilities like this with the end goal of having players constantly using a variety of attacks instead of just one or two. Those powers will be extremely important when facing enemies that can erode sanity and reality. Well, I mean, really, that's so many RPGs, but basically, you get it down to just like a couple of them you like. But I play so many multiplayer games where it makes a lot of sense to just have like a handful of spells that are, you know, your primary things.
Yeah, usually
you're in like a a fast-paced situation.
Yeah.
But this is a turn-based RPG.
Yeah, turn-based.
I'm not trying to compare the two.
You're actually accurate with that break, and I was going to talk a little bit about that. But it's to me, it's interesting because, first of all, how many actual horror RPGs are there? There's not very many. I mean, you can consider maybe Persona, and some of those Japanese.
Persona isn't really horror.
No, I know, but
Parasite Eve.
Right, Parasite Eve maybe, but like they're few and far between. Devil Summoner maybe, or my favorite was Nocturne. But to hear the words horror RPG just makes me happy, like, first off. And then turn-based, dude, I hope this comes out for the consoles, because I'm all over this game, like, big time. I love these type of games. I just love them. So I'm hoping that this comes out for console, and that we'll all be talking about this soon. Because honestly, turn-based horror RPG, I'm in. Unless it like gets super shitty reviews, which is doubtful. But all right, anything else on this break? Nothing. Do you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I had to mute myself. I was coughing. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm trying to clear my throat a little.
It's all good.
Anyways, all right. Dungeon Buster just showed up in chat and he said Cthulhu in 2020.
Yes, that looks fucking really good, man. I can't wait. And also, I'm interested in. There was another one. It's not a traditional turn based, but it's like an action RPG. It's called. God damn it. There's a first person shooter one, and then there's another one called. I think it's called Agony. But there's another one that's a first-person shooter that looks interesting too. But yeah, man, 2018 is set up very, very, very well. let's see. Next story comes to us from Silicon. This is kind of neat. Xenogears original soundtrack revival disc releases on April 4th in Japan. There was a concert in April, but those of you who can't make it will still be able to pick up the original soundtrack revival disc releasing April 4th in Japan. I don't see anything about a North American release, but I'm sure you can import and all that fun stuff. But that's, dude, Xenogears has some pretty good music, so that'd be something to get if I can find it. Let's see. Dungeon Buster says vote early. I have no idea what that means. Vote early for the great old ones, Cthulhu 2020. Agony looks good, he says. I think it does too, man. Like, I have high hopes for that. And Dungeon Buster, to follow up on the Sea of Thieves talk last week, I agree with you, dude. It looks kind of boring unless you have a bunch of people to play with. It's not going to be my thing, but, like, with that Game Pass, like, to play it for free just to check it out, it be kind of cool. Speaking of Dungeon Buster, this is something that he might be interested in. Eric, next story.
Next story is another delay.
Yeah.
This time it's Yakuza 6, the Song of Life, being delayed to April 17th.
I don't know, but that's – I don't think that's a bad thing, because I don't, were any of the other, I remind me,
somebody
I don't,
tells me it's a shipping problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's a major thing. Like, I, like, you know, you get the idea that some are pretty major, but when I get a PlayStation, when I get my tax return back, Dungeon, and Freak, if you're listening, the first thing I'm going to do is buy a PlayStation. And I think I'm going to pick up the Yakuza games. I'm definitely going to pick up Friday the 13th so I can get my ass kicked by Freak 5 in Friday the 13th. But I want Persona. I want Bloodborne. You know, there's so many games on the PlayStation that I really want. Also, real quick side note on the PlayStation, they're releasing a patch. I don't know if they released the patch already, but it's going to do a lot more for the PS4 Pro.
What? I couldn't hear that over the coughing.
The PS4 Pro is going to get a pretty good hefty patch with the Sony patch that's coming out real soon. So look forward to that. I can't wait to get that refund because Breakman, I know you're my friend on Xbox, but it doesn't seem like there's a ton of people on Xbox that I know. Everybody's got like a PlayStation. You know, it's like weird. Like, it's just kind of weird. But let's see. Grass Frank, how the fuck are you still? How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? Exiled, son of a bitch. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site, Diablo creator.
I wasn't finished yet.
Okay, go ahead, finish.
I wanted to mention that there's a demo for Yaska 6 coming out at the end of the month.
All right, anything else?
But, no, that's it.
Okay, next story comes to us from RPG site, Diablo creator David Brevik has a new game called It Lurks Below. Love the name of the title, art style, okay, I'm down if it's good. Game designer David Brevik has quite the storied history. Not only is he the visionary behind Diablo 1 and 2, Diablo 2 is such a good fucking game, man, but he also helped create Marvel Heroes as the head of Gazillion Entertainment. That leads us to his next project, and that's an independent title named It Lurks Below. Best way to explain it is a mix between Diablo and Terraria. Okay, I'm out. Terraria was not a fun experience for me at all. I think that's a title that is best left to people that have... Like, I have a lot of patience with RPGs because usually there's spectacular visuals and summons and things like that. But Terraria, like, literally almost put me to sleep. Like, I did not like Terraria. But anyways, game will feature various action RPG mechanics with a ton of loot. I think we can expect that from the creator of Diablo. Says here, this is interesting. It says David Brevik did all the work on his own. Wow. That's that's an accomplishment. Anybody who can design and program a game all by themselves, that's a lot of talent.
That's more or less what happened to Iconoclast.
Yeah, so that's cool. There's going to be a Twitch live stream actually today, right now. So don't. Well, actually, it's at 9 Eastern. So after the show, head over there if you're interested and check out this game called It Lurks Below. All right, break. Next story, please.
Fucking new Skype. God damn it.
New Skype sucks, man.
Well, it's telling me, like, I'm muted, and then I'm not muted, and I don't fucking know. No, anyways, I'm just live from Silicon Era. Kenichiro Yoshida,
yeah,
named Sony's president and CEO. Uh-huh. Cast Rai to become chairman.
This is interesting. I don't think you need to read the whole thing. I think that pretty much sums it up. But, like, what is...
Yeah, I mean, there's quotes from both of them.
Yeah, and I did read the quotes. Kaz Hirai as chairman, like, how does that... Like, were they not keen on keeping Kaz Hirai for the PlayStation 5? Like I don't understand quite why they needed to change. I mean, what was Kaz Hirai tired of being... the CEO and wanted to be.
How old is Kaz Hirai?
He's not terribly old. I think he's what, 60, maybe 62, like
maybe he's a little burnt out and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Maybe
I guess that that's that makes
up.
Sense. If he, I would not be surprised if he said that, you know, later on in interviews that you know it was just time. But still, like Kaz Hirai, like there's a difference between Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. And if you guys remember when Kaz Hirai took over Sony, the gaming division, he brought a lot of nuance to the PlayStation. He really did. And that's something that you didn't get with the Xbox. Xbox is more,
and maybe now he wants to play more PlayStation.
Yeah, that could be
maybe
too.
Maybe he started working and he wants to fucking enjoy some shit.
That, you know what? I would not blame him in the least. That's perfectly understandable. Like if he, you know, just wanted to coast as chairman, which I don't think you can coast as chairman. I think you got a lot of work to do there too. But I think
but you get a lot of, like, I think there's a lot of downtime with the chairman.
Oh yeah, no question about that. Like that makes a lot of sense. I mean, these executives at Sony, I can't say the same for Microsoft because a lot of their executives were business people. And I'm not saying the Sony execs aren't business people because they obviously are, but they're more like in the crowd when it comes to gaming. You know what I mean? And I think it's reflected in their platforms. It takes nothing away from the Xbox or even the Switch because Nintendo knows what they're doing. Microsoft knows what they're doing, and definitely Sony knows what they're doing. But the point I was trying to make,
Sony doesn't know what they're doing when it comes to backwards compatibility.
No, but they don't need to. They don't really need to, dude. Like, they're dominating right now. Like the PS4 is trashing the Xbox. Like it's not even close. It's not.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's more due to nuance than anything. Because if you look at horsepower, the Xbox One X is fucking powerful, and it has it all over the PS4. The thing I always go back to though is games, and to tie it back to Kaz Hirai, he knew when he got in. Systems had to be about games first and foremost, and the rest of the shit like media and TV and all that type of shit takes a backseat to games. Like, games were always at the forefront with Kaz Hirai. And I actually think he was a great, great executive for gaming, like a great ambassador too. Like we all think of like Miyamoto as being a really good ambassador of video games. But Kaz Hirai, like, it basically was the face of gaming for a long time. So it's kind of the end of an era, to be honest with you. But I'm glad that he's sticking around, and I hope that he does, you know, have a lot of time on his hands.
It's gonna be an end of an era because he's still there. He's a
yeah,
chairman.
Yeah. He's
got more decision power now than he's ever had before.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I hope he has more time to enjoy. His millions is what I'm saying. That because
yeah.
he's
well,
definitely
well. When you're up that high, like you probably do board meetings, and
yeah.
then
yeah,
I'd imagine
golf.
Most of the other thing is you like being presented, like, hey, here, look, we got him again. Look, here's Kaz Hirai.
Yep, that and play golf, and maybe like you said, play video games. So, maybe he could play golf with Trump. I mean, Trump plays a ton of golf, so there you go. All right, next story,
the
Blake.
The more he plays, the happier I am.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's a good point, Blake. All right, Blake, let's go with you. Next story.
Okay, come to us live from Silicon Era. Song of Memories is getting a worldwide release in 2018.
Yeah, I don't think we need to know more than that.
It's basically coming to consoles. It's already on Steam, but for whatever reason, English language support isn't available yet.
Oh,
yeah.
So
I'm guessing it's going to be made available once the console versions come out.
I gave freak this link.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I posted it.
Did you see the trailer,
he's
break?
No,
trailer?
I just saw the images. And
dude, the trailer's a little suggestive, dude.
It's a fan service game.
Yeah.
But it's not an Arrowgate, apparently.
No, it's definitely not an Arrowgate game, but it is. It's a little suggestive, man. I'm actually interested in this game, though, because it does have some
It is
cool.
a very traditional novel.
It does have some cool, like rhythm mechanics, from what I can gather from the story.
Here's the story. In Song of Memories, players follow a young man who has an opportunity to find love with one of six young women.
Yeah.
However, it does not work like that in real life. However, a virus is spreading across the world and could devastate it. In addition to the visual novel and romance elements, there are rhythm game segments implemented as its battle system.
Doesn't work in real life for you, Brakeman.
So it's not a Yuri. I thought I was for a minute.
But I don't know. It looks kind of cool. I'm not, like I want to play more visual novels, but I think I'm gonna have to get a PlayStation for that. I think there's some more on there because I don't PC game at all. Not interested. But there's some on the PS4. So.
Well, the Switch is slowly becoming a visual novel
yeah, but
platform.
I don't plan on them producing a lot of adult-oriented.
Well, you need a PC for that.
No. I'm not talking about Arrowgate. I'm talking about more mature theme. Like this one is not Arrowgate. It's not going to get slapped with
Well,
them.
you're still going to need PC then, because most visual novels are geared towards a specific demographic.
I can import like the rest of them, Eric. So I can get stuff from Japan that'll never see the light of day in the US, but we'll see how that goes. All right, next story, Eric.
I could suggest to you get Color X Malice because the
Yeah.
people in that game are adults.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't have a problem with that. All right, Eric.
But you're gonna need a Vita for that.
All right. I have access to a Vita, but I still need to buy one. I'll buy one eventually. All
Or
right.
you could try finding a Vita TV for cheap.
No, I'm not interested in that. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is a horror game
Yes.
called My Big Sister, and it explores sibling love in an eroded mind, following Lucia as she tries to bring her sister home throughout this horror venture. However, something seems quite off about the older girl, which players will come to know all too well.
Yeah, I'm interested in this game, Eric. Continue on. Let's hear more about this game.
Like, how do they mean something's off?
Yeah, exactly.
Says it aims to offer a psychological horror experience, delving into questions surrounding Louise's sanity as players dig into her dreams and her attempts to help her older sister, Sombria. As players move through the story, finding items across an ever-shifting landscape and using to solve discomforting puzzles,
Yeah.
uncover a bloody tale and sibling love that persists beyond it.
Yeah.
A sibling love, I wonder if that's like subtext for incest.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like an actual love for your sibling, like not incest. But this is interesting. This
This game kind of reminds me of Yumi Nikki, but with like maybe even more of a horror element to it.
Yeah, I'm down for this game, man. I saw the trailer, and yeah, I'm all in. My Big Sister looks like it's gonna be a good one. So look for that. Breakman, next story, please. What are you
You could
laughing
play
at?
the demo on
I'm sorry.
itch.io, but I don't know if you could play it, Frank. It's a Steam, it's a PC game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play
Yeah.
it.
Coming to us live from Silicon
It
Earth.
was
Detention.
oh. Sorry.
That's right.
Detention developer Red Candle Games announces Devotion, a new Taiwanese horror game.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were old Taiwanese horror games. Red Candle Games, the Taiwanese studio that made Detention, a horror game set in 1960s Taiwan under martial law. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
The horror game will once again be set in Taiwan, but in a household in the early days rather than a derelict school.
I remember seeing video on Detention, and that also looked interesting to me. I never got a chance to play it, but it might be
That game's
something.
coming to Switch, by the
Oh,
way.
cool.
Just
I might.
living in the 60s in general just sounds like a horror movie to me.
Like
This
Chainsaw
game
Massacre.
centers around a seemingly ordinary family living in an old apartment complex. The game will be published in USA and Europe by Winking Entertainment. I like the
Yeah.
name,
You
Winking
know,
Entertainment.
Break, you brought up something that I want to quickly talk about since we're talking about eras. You know what I hate? Like when people talk about like bygone eras as if they were like so super uber romantic and like for instance, like people that say, "Man, I really wish I could live in like medieval times," or I wish I could live in, back when there was cowboys and stuff like that." To which I say, Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
no,
Doc Brown and,
just like them in video games.
Yeah.
Well, like Doc Brown in Back to the Future, like he was so infatuated with the old West. Well, look what he did when he got back there. He made a machine to make him tea.
Yeah.
Then he found a way to make his train time
yep.
travel and
yep.
shit like that. Like even he wasn't as big into the old West as he said. You know?
Well, right. And not to mention the fact that the old West was one of the most violent times in American history, if not the most violent time in American history. Like,
yeah,
no,
it's not just
no.
that. Like, the things in the movie, like, there was a that was water. Like,
yeah.
They showed him drinking, like, the well water and stuff. I'm like, I've showered in well water. I think
yeah.
I'd die if I had to drink.
You have to
it.
like heat up your water via kettle and put it in a big tub. Like mm-hmm. fuck that, man. Like
it'd
you
be
know?
Like it'd be like living on Naked and Afraid and shit, except you wouldn't be naked.
It's almost as if he just liked the Wild West because it was so far removed from his own
I
time.
I love that.
He didn't like his own time.
Breakman, you broke it down so eloquently there, man. Like it's like being in Naked and Afraid, except not naked. Like, what is the appeal to that, man? Like, none. Like, no appeal whatsoever. No thank you. So I can go around, like, worrying if somebody can shoot me, like, for looking at them wrong? No, fuck that, man. I'm good, man. Like,
I mean, it'd be waking up every day, like, all right, what are we going to eat today?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Oh,
let's
no.
go Let's go hunt rabbit. Let's
Turtle
go hunt.
Will be open for another couple hundred years.
Let's go hunt rabbit today, you know? Like, yeah. Fuck that, man. Like, I'm good, man. All right, let's move on to the next story. It comes to us from Silicon Era. This is exciting. I'm actually excited for this. And
I'm kind of excited
I am.
Because it's Illumination.
Yes.
Guess what Illumination did?
Well,
I know. I was really excited when I heard this news.
I'm excited. Nintendo teams with Illumination for animated Mario film co-produced by the man himself, Shigeru Miyamoto. How could you not be excited?
Well,
for
with
that?
Him involved, it might be good.
Yes, like, and plus,
see the thing is, like, I know people are thinking, like, well, there's some of the movies that disappointed. Like, I was really like excited for Secret Life of Pets, and
yeah.
there were a lot of good moments in that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I should
great.
Say a lot of good moments. There were. Basically, like the beginning and the end, where you're seeing the secret lives of pets instead of most of the story, which is some him going
yeah.
on some adventure and shit like that.
Yeah.
But the what they showed in the advertisement, like there were a few good minutes of it.
Yeah.
But I think, like you're saying, like Eric was saying, with Miyamoto being involved in it.
Yep.
I think we're gonna get something really good,
dude. I think I actually
if it's
have
anything like the Mario comic book that they did a couple of years ago.
I'm gonna call this right now, guys. I'm gonna make a prediction. I'm gonna say this is gonna be the most highest rated video game adaptation of all time. I'm calling it right now. Call me.
It's just that I hear like Minions of Despicable Me. I was like,
I like Despicable
I didn't
Me,
hate
man.
Despicable Me, and I probably will enjoy Despicable Me 2.
Yeah, it's
I'll probably
good.
Hate 3 because it's
no,
it's a third movie.
No, they're good,
and
dude.
It's coming after Minions, and Minions was like. Fuck
Minions. Minions is okay. It like, but Despicable Me 1 through 3 are pretty damn good movies, man. Like, I don't have a problem.
Is 3 on Netflix?
I'm not sure. You'd have to look that up.
I know 2 isn't, but 3 might be.
Maybe
the original Super Mario Brothers movie is a fun movie if you're really drunk.
Yeah,
like it's one of those really like you have to be really wasted movies.
Yeah.
You're not an alcoholic, so you wouldn't understand. But
there's
no way that this could be worse than that movie.
No way, no way. I'm actually calling it right now. I think it's going to be the most highly rated, which isn't saying much. Like, what right now? What's the most highly rated? Silent Hill? Isn't that the most highly rated? Maybe Tomb Raider. Even though that movie sucked, like what? Which
I
movie?
I never saw the Tomb Raider movie.
I really hope that the new Tomb Raider is a good movie.
Yeah, the
it
new
looks
Tomb
good.
Raider is getting a lot of like good positive buzz. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's pretty,
well,
it's
got
it's
Alicia.
Not gonna be out until like what summertime?
It's got Alicia Vikander.
No, it's coming out in March.
It's
oh,
got
fuck! It's coming out next month.
Yep.
Shit, never mind.
It's got Alicia Vikander in it, and I really loved her performance in Ex Machina. Ex Machina is one of my top probably 10 movies of all time. I just think it's a brilliant movie, but She was fucking good in that. So I got high hopes for that movie. I'll watch it. But yeah, I'm excited for this. I know it sounds stupid, like a animated Mario film that I'm excited for. But yeah, with the inclusion of Miyamoto, like I think it's a can't miss. Like the guys over at Illumination know what they're doing with kids movies, and Nintendo's all about kids. So, you know, to me, it's a win-win. I hope it's good. And if it gets good reviews, for the most part, I'm going to go watch it. Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, how could us as gamers not go see this movie? Like, seriously. Unless it was like 10 on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
The only good thing about the Double Dragon movie is that it didn't destroy the villain's career.
Yeah.
And the villain actually had a rather attainable, small, achievable goal.
Oh,
and
God.
By all accounts, the world's so messed up back then that if the city was completely under his control, it would have probably been better off.
You know what? I think that this is going to be the best animated video game movie since, like, the Dragon Ball movie. What do you call it? The live action.
No, not Dragon Ball. That's manga, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Something different. Like, that's not video games. Like,
they made a video game based off the movie, though, and that was also awful.
Ooh, that's...
right. But Street Fighter could have been good.
Street Fighter... Dungeon Buster brought up. It's a shame that
Street Fighter anime, like, that was a really good one back in the time.
Just don't watch Street Fighter: The Legend of Chun Li.
Dungeon Buster says Raul Julia chewed up the scenes. He was the only good thing about that movie, and it's sad.
I like the Zangief too. Like I was saying in chat, like that's one of those campy movies. Like,
yeah.
If you're drunk and shit, there are actually really funny scenes in that movie.
You know what I was watching? Vudu has this awesome service that you could just watch movies for free with some ads in it. But they have all these, like, Elvira movies on there. And, dude, like, I was checking that out, dude. And, like, that chick still got it, man. Fucking Elvira still has the charm and wit to... carry those movies. She was.
I mean, look at her movie, for instance. Like, that was fucking campy as fuck.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a good movie, but it was still like, yeah, I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I enjoyed it too, man. Like, I'm a big Elvira. That's one of my things, man. I hope Elvira comes to like the Denver Comic Con or something, because, like, to meet Elvira would just be fucking cool as fuck, man. Like really cool. All right, let's move on to the last story, Eric.
Last story is about a game called Stay, and it's about a young man named Quinn who's trapped in a dark room with a computer, and their connection with the player may only be the only thing that keeps them sane. And basically, players can send instructions and suggestions through a text program, and you can suggest different points of action to escape, and he may choose to listen to you or not listen to you based on how well of a rapport you develop with him.
What was that game that you were? It had different graphics in this, but it was long. It was it wasn't. I want to say Stockholm Syndrome for something. It wasn't. It was. It was a game where you were taking orders from a computer, basically like a narrator. And you had to decide whether or not you would accept those orders and do them or go off the beaten path. I can't remember the name of the game, but it's sort of, to me, it sounds like it's the same premise. But it looks good, man. I'd be interested in.
Also, it says like Stay plays out in real time, though. So even if you're not playing the game, he's still gonna be reacting to you when you get back. He'd be like, why you've not been here in a while?
Yeah. I think
maybe,
it was,
maybe you forgot so too like long to find out he's died.
Yeah.
It's like having a pet, basically.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he had many
hey, where have you been? Feed me.
Freak 5 says he had many fantasies about Chun-Li when he was a teen. Damn, that animated movie wasn't the greatest, but that was the reason to watch that animated movie. I don't know if you saw that one, but Chun-Li in the shower? Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very vividly. Let's see. And he says Elvira was at the Des Moines Comic Con a couple of years ago. I'm hoping she comes to the Denver Comic Con this year. I'm going to try to get I always say this every fucking year, but I really
get her on the show. That'd be amazing.
Oh, God, dude. A really quick interview
for
Grinders.
That's your goal now.
Yeah, I bet you I could. If I get a press pass.
Right now. Like, you have to stop doing this and go work on that.
I have to get press passes first, dude. If I get press passes, easy peasy, man. Any interview, you know, just schedule it and I'll have it for Grinders. But wouldn't that be like a special treat, man? That'd be really cool. All right, we're done with the
awesome.
We're done with the
There's
new...
no other word to describe it, but
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. We are done.
I know. Maybe I'm just too young compared to you guys. I have, like, no interest in Elvira at all.
Oh, dude. You have no
dude,
interest
I,
in Elvira.
I got to tell you, I love you, but you got to go.
Yeah, dude.
We can no longer do this show
you,
with you.
You can't sully
I'm
the name
sorry
of
to be
Elvira.
The one to break
the show will be dead without me.
Dude, you should...
Good luck doing it without me.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're, dude.
You can go right to it. Like, you're not, like, no, I'm not fucking taking your shit, dick.
I tell you what, Eric, go back and look at a few of those movies. She, Elvira to me was like Rip.
As far as I'm concerned, the only thing that made Elvira famous was her tits.
No, dude, you get Elvira all wrong, dude. Like, go back and watch a couple of those movies. She's super witty. She wrote most of that stuff, like, when she was on those shows. And she has a very keen sense of humor, dude. Like, and you know, tits aside, I mean, that helps out quite a bit. Like, you know, but she's...
It just
really
reminds me
funny.
Of those moments when people say, like, this person's so talented, but look at her tits.
Yeah, but, dude, that was part of that... Dude, you totally missed the point of Elvira, dude. Like, she's so over the top, like, sexualized.
Like I said, I really have no connection to it at all.
You really should watch. Dude, it's not – you don't have to get Elvira, dude. Just watch an Elvira.
This is the point of the show where I feel completely alienated because –
Why?
More than half the people that comprise the podcast,
dude, it's like
talking about something.
She's the
I
queen of darkness, man.
Exactly, like mistress of the dark, man. Come on.
Oh,
man.
Fuck, mistress yeah. of the
How
dark.
How dare you, Dungeon Buster? How dare you, Dungeon Buster? Soil the name of Elvira. She's just a pair of breasts. How dare you? She's way more than that. Just ask her. But anyways,
that is not what he said. He was correcting you bastard. I'm here, DB. I got your back.
Yeah, she was more. I know. I'm just messing with
you.
I'm
not saying she was. I'm just saying that's the sense I get from people that
dude
that lauder.
Look, if you don't get it, Eric, I can't explain it to you, dude. All I can say is just watch a couple, and if you don't laugh at least a few times, then you have no soul. That's what I'm gonna say, dude. Like, she is fucking awesome.
Well, we don't have souls anyway, so
I, dude, you know what I'm saying, Eric. Quit being
I know
facetious.
What you're saying.
Freak Five says, "Oh man, I would love to get Rhonda Shears to do a plug as EA." I'm Rhonda Shears, and you're listening to yeah, that dude. Rhonda Shears is another, but Elvira tops Rhonda Shears, man. Like Elvira is the best, man. I fucking love Elvira. How dare you, Dungeon Buster? You know I'm fucking with you, man. All right. Hired Netflix for the agenda. I didn't embed those, man. I just perfected that system, Dungeon. All right, we're done with the news. Homie discounts, PS Plus games, Eric.
PS Plus games for February for the U.S. and presumably Europe.
Yeah.
They might have slightly different lineup, though. But
Ooh, nah.
But,
Yippity-doo.
We'll hear about Japan's probably next week or so.
Yeah.
There's just a... on a delayed timer for whatever reason. But for PS4, you get... these are the free games. Grand Kingdom, which is also on the Vita. But I think much like Psycho Pass, you have to get one, and then after you've gotten it, you can go search for the other one and go to the store and be able to download it normally.
Yeah.
But you can't just... I think it has to kind of register first.
The only game I would be interested in that bunch, I mean, of course I'm going to take a free fucking game, so I'll get all of them.
And then there's Knack for whatever goddamn reason.
I know, Knack, man.
Who wants to play Knack?
But Rhyme.
And then there's Rhyme, which is a fun game, and apparently, from what I'm hearing is right, they actually fix some of the frame rate and frame
That's the
pacing
game that I
issues.
would be super interested in, is Rime. I was watching video of Rime. I'm all over that game. Hopefully I get my tax return in time to get it for free, because I want a PS4 Pro and some other stuff. But yeah, for sure.
And there's a game called Star Blood Arena, which is available to March 6. I'm guessing it might be a VR game because bonus games usually are. But PlayStation 3 is getting Mugen Soul Z, which is a game I can't recommend to people, by the
But for
way.
free? Not even for free?
For free, maybe, but
Okay.
like for buying, yeah, definitely don't buy the
Well, it's
game.
free, so you don't
Wow,
have to worry
free
about
is even a maybe.
it. I
It's not a
know.
yes. Like,
That
that's like,
yeah,
holy
fuck
shit.
that game
Like,
then,
that's
man.
the indictment on the game. Like, even for free, I don't know if you should play
Yeah,
it.
Dungeon.
I mean, time is also a
I'm pretty
resource.
sure Dungeon, you have a PlayStation. Jump on that, man. Free. Rhyme is free, so the.
And then there's Spelunker HD for PlayStation 3. And there's for the PS Vita, aside from Grand Kingdom, which I just mentioned, there's a Exile's End, which is a Metroidvania style game, which
Eric,
isn't bad, but it's definitely rough and
yeah, Eric
is
is
that a
savage, man.
remake of the original Spelunker?
Probably,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, it's a new game.
Oh, okay, good. But I'm like,
Dungeon
why the
Buster
hell would
said,
they remake that game?
"Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Eric."
it's practically a remake, but like, it's not a sequel either because. Well, how would you make a sequel to a game that didn't have a story to begin with?
Yeah,
Spelunker was a bad game.
yeah.
Bad.
Dungeon Buster says Eric is savage. Ouch, Eric is savage, man. He's savage. Now, I'm surprised you use the
My
word
brother says I'm
savage.
condescending, but maybe I am, but I definitely wasn't being to
I
that
don't
one
think you're
conversation we had,
condescending. I think
so
you
I don't
just.
even remember anymore.
I don't think you're condescending, Eric. I think you just you don't take anybody's
Eric's like,
bullshit.
fuck that, I forgot.
I don't think you're condescending yet at all. But all right, let's move on to more
I can
homie.
be if I want to be.
Yeah, let's move on to more homie discounts. This time from the Xbox side of things, the games with gold. You're getting Shadow Warrior, which I need to get another fucking hard drive because I'm tired of trying to decide what to keep and shit like that. So I did get
Yeah,
it.
I like I'm getting less and less stuff because every time I get a new game, it's like, okay, I have to delete all this shit.
Yeah, I don't
There's
like
games
that.
like I really want to get to that one. I will, I promise, someday.
The only highlight to Mugen Soul Z I could give is that
Oh,
it's
Eric.
not completely broken like Mugen Souls apparently
Yeah.
was.
All right,
And this is
let's.
some secondhand
Eric.
word I've heard from someone who played Mugen
All
Souls.
right, you
So
done
this
with
one's
Mugen
just kind of
Souls?
broken.
Yeah.
Not fully broken, just kind of
Yeah.
broken. Okay.
I
All
got to a point in the game where I couldn't progress, but just by playing the game, I had to grind, and I didn't want to do that. So I stopped playing the game and reviewed it
How
and gave it
dare
like a
you
6 or
not
something.
want to grind? You're an OG grinder,
Dude!
dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank. You were
That's
saying
okay.
it. Go ahead.
Because I was grinding and it still wasn't enough. So there's an inordinate amount of grinding you have to do.
Dude,
right.
we're the.
And it's the way you grind. It's not just simply fighting
I
enemies.
love
Frank, this
grinding.
is
I
your
don't give a
show.
fuck.
You go ahead. I'm gonna shut up and let you do
I'm
this.
gonna
Just go
try to,
ahead.
man. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to get through this next really quick bit. Games with Gold. Download Zombie. It's not the greatest game in the world, but for free. Go ahead and get that before they take that off. You know, I
Yeah,
missed
see
out.
that's my thing with gold
If
when they
only Frank earned commission from Microsoft.
I download
Jesus
all their
fucking
gold
Christ.
games. Like I haven't played, I think, most of them. I think I played a couple, but for the most part, I
Yeah,
haven't.
I
Oh, wait.
download them
I said
because
I wasn't going to interrupt you. My
that's
bad.
right. I download them just to have them because they go away and then you can't download them for free anymore. So why not? Like, just free games. So
I think I
Zombie,
already have India on
Eric,
PS4.
let me just get through this, dude. I promise I won't take much longer. Zombie, Shadow Warriors free from February 1st to the 28th. And no, I don't need a check from Microsoft, Eric, because all I'm doing is naming homie discounts like you did with the PlayStation. Assassin's Creed Chronicles, India, which is a 2D game that looks kind of interesting, is free from February 16th to March 15th. Split Second's free right now to the 15th, although I did not see that on my gold. I don't know why I didn't see it. And then this is a big one, Crazy Taxi from February 16th to 28th. Crazy Taxi is a fucking fun game, man.
Yeah.
Real fun game. Dungeon Buster.
You get Taco Bell and, let's see, Pizza Hut and yeah. KFC. Yeah.
Yep. Dungeon Buster says Shadow Warriors crazy fun. Sequel's even crazier. I was going to buy – it's weird, Dungeon. On a whim, I was just going to buy Shadow Warrior because they were having a special on it. I'm glad I skipped on it to get it for free now. And if it's good, I'll get the sequel because that's on sale too.
I heard the sequel's not nearly as fun.
Yeah, he says it's...
that happens with some sequels.
Dungeon says it's even crazier, so I would take Dungeon's word. He knows his shit. He has it on PC, so... Yeah, you get Crazy Taxi.
It might still be fun, though. Yeah. You know, even if it's not as fun, it might still be fun.
Yeah, exactly. So those are games of gold, and they always have sales. I have not checked this. I did check out the sales. I can't remember anything. I know they have some GTA bundles that are on sale, but I'm not interested in paying $119 for some online money for GTA 5. I am interested in getting GTA 5 because it looks really good. But anyways, those are the homie discounts. Any Twitter questions, Breakman?
No, actually there aren't.
Okay. You sound so deflated.
The only thing in Twitter is are your comments, you're talking to people, and then freak I got busy with other stuff, but he wanted me to play Jackbox.
That's a good segue into what we've been playing. After the show last week, I played a little bit of Jackbox with Freak 5, and I had no idea what I was doing at first, but it's super quick to pick up and play. And I want to say I kicked the shit out of Freak 5 in one of the games. I can't remember. I think it was like Murder Trivia or something like that. But it was a blast, man. And there's this other game called Bidiots, where like you bid on people's artwork, and like I was laughing at everybody's prowess, if you can call it that, at artwork. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. And I also been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, and check this out, guys. I am now up to 24% done on Cuphead, which is a fucking huge accomplishment because that game is fucking hard. Cuphead is fucking hard, man. Like it's one of the hardest platforms I've ever fucking played. It's fair, but man, it's fucking wow. All right. What have you been playing, Brake?
Well, since you went to Mania, like it kind of reminds me of playing Contra 3 Day Alien Wars.
Oh God, that game is fucking hard too, man.
I love the game, but it was one of those games I could not beat without a game genie. Not even the 30 life code.
Yeah, like, that game.
Like it was so fucking hard. Like
it's a hard game.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
I could beat it on hard with 30 lives. But to do that, I need a 30 life code, and the game doesn't normally have that. It's in the Japanese version, which, for whatever reason, they dummied out that code and the level select code.
Wow, that sucks.
And, like, the only way to truly beat the game is to bleed on hard.
Oof, man. That game is brutal. But, dude.
There is a ROM hack out there that lets you put the codes back in, and there's a different ROM hack that just gives you the ability to have 30 lives.
Breakman, I would highly...
And you could get weapons upon death if you die.
Right. Hmm. Breakman, I would highly suggest playing Cuphead, dude. It's a fucking all-timer good game. And it's not so frustrating that you stop, but dude, there are a couple places where you'll be playing like 20, 30 times to beat a boss or something, and
I've been there. Like I love Mega Man games. That'll happen with those games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'll get to a point where even though I've done it before in the past, and maybe I've done it a lot of times in the past, they'll get to points like I'll still struggle on something. And it's like fuck.
Yeah,
I've done this before a million times, and like I still. Yeah, you know, it's still easy to make stupid mistakes and shit like
Freak
that.
Freak 5's got a good excuse for not sending in comments. He says, sorry, I listen live all the time, so I'm not sitting at a desk listening, coming up with Twitter comments.
Nah, it's not that.
I think part of the reason that Quickman's level is so bullshit is because of the poor mechanics for jumping and you don't have the ability to slide. So. Yeah.
I always feel satisfaction when I beat a stage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's when you go through his stage without using, like, Flashman's ability.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Don't you feel satisfied with,
like, oh, dude, like, that's Cuphead, man. Like,
I try being his level with it, and I end up dying on, like, Quickman or something, and then I had to make do without it.
When you beat a level in Cuphead, dude, it's like, fuck yes. I remember one level, like, took me literally like 30 tries. When I beat it, I literally like said yes, like it audibly loud, because it was just like, it was like a huge accomplishment, man. It reminds me of the Contra days, dude. Like, you remember, like even the original Contra, you're like, fuck yes, I you know, you beat a boss or something, you know, and you're like, yeah, dude, that's the feeling I get.
Yeah.
I get. So, all right. I also played a little bit of MPQ. I'm playing a lot less MPQ. Oh, and I played a little more Witcher. And dude, Witcher 3 is a fucking all-time great game. I can tell already. Like, I'm barely into the game, and like, it's almost a perfect fucking game, man. Like, it is. CD Projekt Red, man. I got to give it up to those guys. And that makes me excited.
I
want to
answer Freak's question about
Eric,
Street Fighter.
Let me finish my comment before you want to delve into chat. Now, I don't even know what the fuck I was saying. Go ahead, Eric.
He says he wonders if there's Street Fighter 2.0 with Chun-Li. Yeah, there's plenty of them, especially CG ones. But I think the whole parody porn needs to die, because we've got Tugrats. Guess what that's a parody of?
Don't tell me Rugrats, man. I don't want to hear any of that. that's like,
really, is it?
Yes.
Oh my god. You're right. Frank, you're right.
I'm gonna pretend Eric I didn't Frank hear that at all. What have you been playing, Break?
Let me see. So I've been playing the Super NES Mini, the games like that and Mega Man X and
RP Grinders. You've been playing RP
Grinders. I've been playing RP Grinders game. It's on there.
Sweet.
Mario RPG and
Mario.
Really easy.
Mario RPG is a great game, man. That's a good entry level.
Fun.
RPG.
I wonder how I would feel about it had I played it a long time ago. Like, I'm not hating it. I'm enjoying it. It's like, wow, this is really easy.
Like, the only thing that approaches challenge in that game is QX. All right.
What's that? What else?
Is that a boss later on the game or something?
It's a secret boss.
Oh, okay. I've also been playing my Xbox, and I've been playing some Halo Wars,
too. Yeah, I saw you on Xbox, dude, playing Halo Wars. I know you've been playing that.
I've been enjoying that. Multiplayer, but mostly I've been playing the single player, trying to get like some achievements. And the reason I do that, trying to play for like the harder levels, is I think it actually makes you better for the multiplayer.
That's interesting.
I think it helps. I think it's training for multiplayer.
It's still an RTS, right? Halo Wars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I play a lot of multiplayer.
You do, dude. Every time I see you on live, dude, you're playing multiplayer Halo Wars too, man. Like usually.
Yeah. Lots of Blitz. Even though that's one of the things that annoys me about the game. There's a mode called Blitz mode. There is one stage with several different skins, and it acts like basically it's different stages. Like, it's just one stage. It's just different skins.
Yeah.
Really? You can't give us any other stages?
Yeah.
Because I like this Blitz mode. It's a fast-paced RTS. It reminds me of playing the old, playing StarCraft online, basically. Yeah. Or playing Warcraft online. Because in those games, if you tried to spend your time building up an army and spending or having all your little orcs go and collect the fucking materials for you, and I can't remember the stupid sayings, but they're funny at the time. But
real quickly, Freak 5 says he made an homage to me. He named his flying squirrel Frank. So
he said it wasn't an homage.
No, how dare you? Like, that's not what it says on my screen. I don't know what you're looking at, Eric.
So, anyways, back to me, because this is about me.
Totally about you, Breakman. What else?
So anyway, back to the game. Back in the old days when you'd play Warcraft Online, if you try to build up your resource and stuff like that, you'd lose.
Yeah.
Because people would rush you right away. And Blitz mode is all about basically rushing you right away. It's sending you right into the fight.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. I enjoy that. I build up an army. When I play the modes where you build up an army, I always lose those matches. I always lose them.
Yeah.
But when I'm playing Blitz mode, I feel like I have a chance.
Yeah, anybody has a chance in Blitz mode, dude. You just got to know a few nuanced things and you'll be good. But
That's not true. Well, unless you play a certain mode of Blitz mode. There's a mode that kind of puts you all on even footing. But most modes are based on how you level up your characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can have like different characters that are more dominant and stuff. And it's one of the things I really love about this one, as opposed to the last one. There weren't that many characters, so there wasn't that much strategy.
Yeah.
They've added several characters to this, so there's different. There's just like there's a lot of different ways you could play it, different different tactics, and just I don't know. I like the strategy.
That's cool, man. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, because I've been waiting for. I didn't play that for a couple of days because I was waiting for Gears of War to install.
Yeah, Gears 4, 100 gig. Yeah.
It was pretty big amount. Dude, so I think it's installed now, but I haven't played it yet.
When I got Game Pass, dude, I downloaded that game, and I'm like, if I didn't have the connection that I have here, which I've seen speeds up to 400 meg down.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. I don't know why we're getting that speed. I don't pay for that much, that's for sure. But
I'm telling the authorities.
How dare you? Don't you will not. You will pretend you heard nothing. Anyways, dude, like it 100 fucking gig, man. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is taking up 1/10 of my fucking X hard drive already. And stuff. So that was one game that I couldn't wait to finish to get rid of because of how big it was. But I'm not super impressed with it. I like the Gears games, but I don't know, man. This last Gears was just something. But I don't know. Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing Story of Seasons: A Trio of Towns a little bit more. I haven't really done a whole lot yet, but I finally got out of the intro section.
Oh, good.
I've only been playing at work, so that's why progress is really slow. I've been trying to do other things, like I played Ace Attorney Investigation 2 a little bit more. I finished the first case.
Yeah.
It's already better than the first investigations. And I really hope that the cell phone version of the first game gets localized, then the second one follows suit.
Only,
and they're brought to 3DS.
Yeah. To respond to Freak 5, only if they're hot with glasses, I'll watch librarians. Anyways, go ahead.
My grandma was a librarian.
Was she hot, and did she wear glasses?
Yeah, my grandma was also a lunch lady.
Oh, well, never mind.
Does that answer your question?
That answers my question. No, no.
Okay.
All right.
So, fuck Eric, you for trying to go that way.
Eric, what else are you playing, sir?
I finished Iconoclast on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
And so expect a review of that soon. And I played We Are Chicago, and I put this game off for about a year.
Yeah.
And because I don't know, I just never got around to it, and I was kind of hoping that they'd fix all the bugs or whatever. No, this game's a technical mess a year later. And so it's almost as if the developers dropped support after weeks after it came out.
Wow.
And it's kind of sad because it is a game that's done like in the Heavy Rain style adventure game where there aren't QTEs, so that's nice, but you can see overlays where it tells you to do certain things, and like the text bubbles for people are like on the sidewalk or something like that. It kind of looks like chalk, somebody wrote in chalk or something.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Interesting. But it could have been about inner city black kids in Chicago and dealing with gangs and all that shit. But I can't be bothered to play the game because of all the technical issues. Oh my god. my computer's hemorrhaging playing this game, and it doesn't even look the prettiest game ever. I have Doom for 2016 working on my computer here, and it's running at 60 frames. It's already and it's a higher quality looking game, and it's running better than this. This is sad.
Yeah, that is sad. What else?
I don't even want to play it.
Yeah. What else, Eric?
And not only that, but like several times when I was playing the game, when it transitions to like going in the options menu and then going out or going to another area of the game. Loading took forever, and I felt at 2 points the game was going to crash because I got non-responding messages on the window for the game.
Yeah. All right, what else, Eric?
I also played Tiny Metal, which is a worthy successor in the absence of another Advance Wars game. But
it's not...
That's on PS4, PC, I think Xbox? Maybe not, but also on Switch. So if you want an Advance Wars game on your Nintendo, then just say fuck Nintendo. I'll just get this version instead. It's kind of pricey at about like $25 for an indie game, but considering that there won't be a retail alternative from Nintendo anytime soon, you could probably pay that price and be satisfied with it.
All right, what else, Eric?
I played a little bit of Pokemon Ultra Sun before we got here, just so I could set it up to the point where I could get some free Pokemon later.
There you go. Yeah. No, I would take advantage of that. They're having an event this weekend, aren't they?
Goes from today until the 23rd, where you can get Palkia or Dahlia from Diamond and Pearl, depending on which version you get. Sun, in particular,
right?
Is Palkia.
Yeah. That GameStop, or is that? Because I saw something on.
No, you do it through the internet for this one.
All right, because I saw something at GameStop. They're having a couple legendary giveaways too, but I didn't know.
And then there's McGirna, which is basically done through scanning a QR code. But I think you have to beat the game first, so.
Mm. All right.
I have to do that. I don't know that there's a time limit on that one, though. Right. I don't think there is.
All right, let's move on unless you have anything else, Eric.
No, but okay. I do have a review.
I have a review, too. I'll go ahead and do mine first really quick. Last week, Break was talking about the Godzilla animated thing. I don't know how many episodes they're going to come up with, but holy fucking Godzilla, man, is what I got to say about it. I don't want to say anything more because I don't want to spoil anything. That was an amazing experience.
It has really great. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you again, but it has such good animation too.
Yes, it's very well animated and like, holy fuck, is that the biggest Godzilla that's ever been put on screen? Because I can't.
Well, it's an anime; they have to exaggerate everything.
I can't think of a bigger Godzilla that I've seen on screen. Like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it might be the biggest one. And it the story is fantastic. Like I said, I want to get into it. Danced around the story for the most part last week. If you want to know more about it, just watch the fucking show, man. It is. I can't wait for that.
I gave a synopsis I thought was pretty.
Yeah, I can't wait for the second episode, man. Does anybody know when it's coming out? I'm sure it's done. They can bring it out tomorrow if they wanted to, but damn.
I didn't even know that was coming, so I was I have no idea. I don't know what Netflix is doing a lot of time.
Dude, they keep you in suspense with a lot of shit.
Netflix needs to do weekly shows for the shows that are airing in Japan simultaneously.
Well,
instead of
licensing.
It's US users wait 6 or whatever how many months.
We
because
always...
there's another show called Violet Evergarden, which is available in every country but the US.
Well, dude, like Netflix can't take care of licensing for everything. I'm just happy we get what we get. I
don't think it's a licensing problem. It's their distribution problem.
Distribution and licensing.
Their marketing team is like, no, we have to release these in a way that people can just binge it all.
No, not
because
necessarily.
Because apparently that's what Americans want.
Well, it is. It is, and that's the new way of consumption, especially in 2018.
I hate Americans. Fuck Americans.
I don't, man. Like, I like consuming things.
I think for some stuff that's okay, but for other things, it's not okay.
For most things, it's okay. Like, I would love to binge Breaking Bad again. I just haven't had the time. Like, Breaking Bad, to me, holy fuck, what a great show. Game of Thrones is another one like that that I would love to watch again, like binge. But this Godzilla thing is awesome. All right, reviews, Eric. I'm gonna give a 9 out of 10 to Godzilla, the first part, and I want to reserve judgment till I see the second one. But holy fuck, man, story, animation, sound, Godzilla just being fucking badass, like just fucking awesome. It is, but you have a review, Eric. What's your review?
Yeah, I've technically got a review for Cardcaptor Sakura, the series, because I have to kind of introduce that before I introduce the Sealed Card, which is the second film, which is actually a conclusion to the series.
All right.
Even though, like, well, I have issues with it, but the issues are mainly as a result of the new series existing, but because it kind of... It's kind of retcons that, because they made a new episode that's like a prologue episode to the new series. That is more or less retcons the ending of the original series. Which is a retcon of this movie, because this movie was supposed to be a retcon of that ending, because they kind of fucked up the ending.
Sounds
and
convoluted.
It was kind of like an apology.
Sounds convoluted
basically,
to me, man.
But basically, Cardcaptor Sakura is about a girl named Sakura who... is apparently a descendant of a line of mages. Her mother was one, but we never see her mother because she's dead in the series already. I guess she died of an illness or something when she was younger. But she finds out that she's from a line of mages, and a specific line of mages, and who apparently have a lot of power. And she's chosen by Cloud Reed, who is like, I guess, related to them in some way. But, or rather the last scion of Cloud Reed, because Cloud Reed is no more. He died, I guess. But anyways, she has to go collect these cards that he made, because they've run amok. And it's basically, like, serves as a test to her ability to inherit that power. But, so she spends, like, I think the show is, like, 70 episodes long. Maybe it was like 72 or 92. I can't remember, but it was a decent chunk of episodes. But she spends time doing that, and she has this friend named Tomoyo who is basically she has a crush. She's like crushing on her, but she respects Sakura's personal space enough to let her date other guys, I guess. And she's like in the sixth grade, but but like she has like a fetish where she wants to watch Sakura wear the outfits that she makes, and then record her doing all the card capturing, and then she could watch it later. And I guess that's how she finds fulfillment of life. It is cute. It's a cute show, but that's like one of the things that's just like slightly erotic undertones.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be played off as humorous though, because you know, the show is wholesome, but like you could read into that is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she's basically helped by Lee, like who's the boy that she ends up falling in love with, and they initially were antagonists because she thought that he was competing for the cards with her, but he was just basically doing the same thing she was.
Mm-hmm.
But once he realizes she has a lot more power than he does, he decided to work with her. Anyways, Not only that, because she also started getting the cards and reconverting them so that only she can use them. So it's like there's no point in collecting these now. But anyways, that's that show. And that show was good. And I give that show a 10 out of 10.
Woo! 10.
But this movie is an like I said, it's an apology for the fact that the ending of the original TV series concluded with
Spoil
him with Lee revealing his feelings to Sakura, but Sakura not really answering back because she was kind of confused at that point, and that's how the series ends. So this movie's like, oh, we kind of screwed up the ending. Let's fix this.
All right,
and so it's a story about this new sealed card. It's like the 53rd cloud card, but that's all I'll really say. But it's also a cute movie, and I guess it was a. At the time that the movie was made, it was a good way to wrap up the series, although this new series kind of undoes that.
All right, so what are you giving the movie, Eric?
The movie? I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right, fair enough. Not as good as the series, but...
They did a good job remastering it, because you have to remember, this movie was made back in 2005 or something.
Yeah,
this is back in the area where digipaint was still a big thing, so there's color bleeding, and there's like light tones, which is a thing in the show. It's just that it wasn't well done as it is now.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Stinko so we can get everybody Stinko in. Let's start with Breakman this week. Breakman, do you have a Stinko?
Yeah, I had one, but it's getting late, so I don't really want to go into that stinker that I had, because it's like a big discussion. We can do it again next week. Let me come up with something else.
let me come up with something else. All right.
how about the crappy weather, and I'm tired of waiting to go on vacation, because I'm tired of waiting on this.
Yeah.
And stupid groundhogs.
Groundhog Day, man. Yeah,
I blame the groundhog. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's go with your stinko.
My stinko is Billy Mitchell.
Well, Billy Mitchell's always been a stinko, dude. Like, what is?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The thing he's most famous for is his Donkey Kong score. Well, guess what? His Donkey Kong scores are based off of MAME emulators.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah,
fucking Billy Mitchell, man.
The way that the arcade games play is very different than how the way the main draws images. So if you were trying to go for accuracy in your score, he kind of fudged it by doing that.
Ooh, that's
you
bad.
Can't pass off your main emulation scores as arcade scores.
Yeah, but this is Twin Galaxy's golden child.
Well, Twin Galaxy already has issues of its own, but still. Yeah,
no question. I think we've talked plenty about Billy Mitchell and that whole thing.
Fuck you and your tapes and your stupid lame hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't tried the hot sauce. Maybe that's good. But anyways, I'm gonna switch back over to where you guys can see me on the screen here, real quick. My stinko this week is I have in my hand. I have in my hand a fucking White House memo, the Nunez memo that was leaked. I printed out. Usually, like, why? My first question is, why do I have a fucking memo that should be classified in my hand right now? Like, honestly, like, does Trump not realize that he's jeopardizing the entirety of the United States? I read through the memo. It's very bland. There's nothing revelatory in it, really. But like a person from a foreign agency can look at this memo and they can glean like things from this memo that could potentially fucking compromise other witnesses in this Russia probe. I'm holding up to the screen right now. I don't know if you guys can see this, but it's up. And what I find funny is up at the top, it says unclassified. And then they have it like redacted where it says top secret, but you can still see where it says top secret. I can't believe like I'm reading this, to be honest with you. Why did Trump fuck? I know the reason why, but it makes no sense because it's not going to help his cause. Like, all this is going to do is give Trump a reason to fire Rosenstein, and which is super dangerous. Like, we are very, very, very red hot close to a constitutional crisis because I can see what's going to go on here. Like, Trump within the next few days is probably going to get rid of Rosenstein because of this memo, which doesn't really say much. And after that, he's going to put in somebody to get rid of Bob Mueller. That's the plan. That's the whole reason why this memo is leaked. It means nothing. The memo is it's in regards to Carter Page and how they have a FISA warrant to basically surveil Carter Page for very good fucking reason, because the guy's a fucking traitor and a spy. And I just find it absolutely abhorrent. In a way, I'm kind of happy because this is gonna stir the pot a little bit and move things really quickly with this Russia investigation, and not in the way that Donald Trump wants things done. He's basically hastening his ouster as president. He's doing one of two things. He's either hastening his exit via hopefully handcuffs, or he's hastening what I've told you guys for the longest, making this country a dictatorship. It's one or the other. We almost have a full blown constitutional crisis, and if he fires Rosenstein, it's the beginning of the end for either A, America, or B, Donald Trump. And I really hope it's B, but all the scenarios that I've talked about before are coming into fruition now. Like, this is, it's sad, it's scary, it's surreal, but it's reality. So I hope, and it ain't going to be through Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan's ahead of this entire fucking mess, it seems like. But I hope that we have enough checks and balances via courts, which it doesn't seem like anybody wants to follow courts, because the Senate voted unanimously to put sanctions on Russia. But let's just let Russia slide for right now, is basically what Trump is saying. It amazes me. We are this fucking close to a full-on constitutional crisis, and why there aren't more Republicans up in arm requesting that we at least look into removing this dangerous piece of shit that we have as the head of our country is beyond me. Like, this alone, this fucking memo being released alone should give everybody pause and see what a lot of people are seeing, and could be the start of the end for the United States. I hope it doesn't happen, and I hope that there are enough people with good sense in the Senate and the House to release the Democratic memo, which has a lot more information in it. Which, why we have to hope that another classified memo gets declassified is stunning. I doubt it's going to happen because it's a Democratic memo, and Trump has made very clear that he is definitely on the side of the Republicans with everything. He's unreasonable, and he has a lot to hide, and that's why we're in the position that we're in. And I'm calling it right now, either Trump gets indicted for money laundering and obstruction of justice. The collusion shit with Russia doesn't interest me, other than the money laundering. And hopefully we can put this guy behind bars, because he's super dangerous to every American. He's not anybody but the alt-right's friend, racist, the things he said about other countries, I don't think can be forgotten. like calling another country a shithole when you're supposed to be the leader of the free world is unacceptable. And I hope that Bob Mueller is wrapping this shit up and we can just get this fucking chump out of office. And I'll, for the time being, I'll take Pence as president, even though I think he's a piece of shit for different reasons. Because I think we need a little stability. And things are a little uncertain. Not a little. Things are full-blown uncertain with Trump in office.
And see, the biggest problem with Trump is he's a fucking moron who surrounds himself with, you know, the most rightist conservatives people
well,
he can find. You
it's
know?
Not, yeah, actually, it's
like,
not.
He wants to, like, I guess, cater to a certain demographic.
It's there's no question about that, Brakeman. But he goes one further. He talked about draining the swamp. But when you have people like the head of Goldman Sachs leading up, he wasn't the head of Goldman Sachs, but he worked for Goldman Sachs. Mnuchin as a Treasury Secretary, basically designed to get rid of the Treasury, like to raid the Treasury. That's what Mnuchin's role is.
And that's what I'm saying. Like these people that he is surrounding himself, yeah. Like Jeff Sessions, for
oh,
instance.
Oh, Jeff
like,
Sessions, another is, one.
Is there a worse person?
No.
Than him?
Let's go down the list, Brakeman, and I'm going to name a name to you as the head of each part of the government, and you tell me from your knowledge and my limited knowledge of you know these people. And tell me if you think they should be the head of their department. I'm going to start with my least favorite of the bunch, Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education.
See, that's the thing is I don't pay too much attention to
okay.
the background of a lot of these people.
I know some. So let me tell you what I know. Mm. Betsy DeVos is a billionaire. And Betsy DeVos is a stout evangelical Christian who believes that we should teach Christian values in school?
See, that's one of the biggest – that's one of the, a huge problem. Like there was supposed to be a separation of religion
Church
and state but
right.
that's fiction.
It is. And but let me tell you a little bit more about Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is big on vouchers for public schools. She wants to take our public education system and make it basically private. And it is the worst thing that could happen to education. She is the swamp when it comes to education. You could have picked anybody in the United States, and it probably would have been a better pick than Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. Let's go to Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Who do you think – who was picked? It was Ben Carson. Do you know who Ben Carson is? Ben Carson –
Oh, yeah.
Ben Carson used to be a brain surgeon, but
yeah,
I think
we've talked a lot about him.
I think Ben
on
Carson needs a brain transplant. That's how fucking bad of a pick. He has no clue how to handle that education. He was basically picked to ruin that portion. Head of the EPA is Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt sued the EPA.
Yes, I'm familiar with him. That's one
three
of those
fucking
things,
times.
Like, what are you – like you're putting somebody who hates it in
right,
charge of it?
Right. Mick Mulvaney, who's the head of the – basically the person that tries to keep the banks in check. Mick Mulvaney is a fucking loathsome piece of shit. There's – online, check it out. I'm a big – I make no qualms about it. I like Bernie Sanders quite a bit, but Bernie Sanders grilled Mick Mulvaney when Mick Mulvaney had to give basically he had to answer questions to the Senate. But Mick Mulvaney, when he asked for a budget for his department, you know how much money he asked for his specific department to try to keep the banks in check. That's his job, is to try to keep the banks in check. He asked for zero. $0 for a budget. Tell me you can do anything with a zero budget. Like, that just crazy. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. You know who Rex Tillerson is? He is the former CEO of ExxonMobil. You want to talk about draining the swamp? This dude did not drain it. He fucking filled the swamp with swamp monsters.
See, that's the thing, is he drained the swamp. Supposedly he drained the swamp of crocodiles and then he filled it with piranha.
Yeah. Piranhas and swamp monsters, man. Like
he drained the swamp of what he wanted to drain it of, and then, well, I shouldn't say that because it's not yet that way, but
oh, it's that way.
It's getting that way, but I think with next the way a lot of presidential cycles work is next midterm the Republicans are going to get pushed out a lot.
I doubt it, dude. Because
no, it's like I went back and looked a lot of like presidential cycles and stuff like that. Yeah. This is the way it happens.
Yeah, it's
really cyclical and it's really sick.
No question about it. But the problem is, Brake, like when you have the Democrats that lost to fucking chump, Donald Trump, the chump. I mean, the worst candidate in the history of candidates. When you lose to somebody like that, there's something wrong with your party. So
that's because the whole entire party, I shouldn't say the whole entire party, but you know, like as the party, they all rallied around the wrong person.
There's no question about that. It should have been Bernie Sanders.
They heavily went through Hillary, who was the worst. You're saying Trump was the worst candidate. I think Hillary is the worst
candidate.
Right.
I stand corrected. Hillary is definitely the worst candidate ever because she lost to Trump. The worst president in the history.
He at every turn was doing things. He was saying things and doing things that turned most people off, and she couldn't capitalize on that.
No question about it. She
lazy or whatever.
You're right.
I don't know what her reasons were. I think it was she was too elite for it. She didn't want to go the places that she thought she already had, or places that she didn't think she could get. She didn't want to go talk to people.
If you talk to her, she had nothing to do with her loss, which is ridiculous.
No. In her book, she's got a couple pages where she blames herself.
Oh, a couple?
In the book.
Those are just enough pages to make people feel like she's not just talking about herself.
I haven't read the book, but I'm guessing
I blame myself for it. Yeah, in the... Let's see here. In a paragraph.
Yeah, exactly. Like
50-page book. Okay.
If you were to look at any of her TV interviews, she never took blame. She blamed these are the people she blamed. The voters. She blamed Bernie Sanders, which is ridiculous.
And his supporters.
I'm a huge Bernie Sanders guy.
I think Russia got the most blame from her.
Russia.
You're right. James Comey and the FBI got the most blame from her.
Comey, anybody but Hillary in her interviews, which is ridiculous. She's the worst. You're right. I fully concede that she's the worst fucking candidate ever, followed very closely by Trump. Like if you can't be Trump, then your party's fucked.
Basically, he would say things. It's like, okay, well, he's not going to win now. He's out of it. Like he's attacking he's attacking this group, and then she couldn't capitalize on it because I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Right. I'm going to skip on. I had a really disappointing, shitty week, but I'm not going to get into it. But, you know, you just have those fucking weeks where drinking is definitely an option. And last night I fucking did it up because I'm like, I hardly ever drink, too. You guys know I'm much more of a weed connoisseur than I am a beer connoisseur. But, dude, like the week that I had was just fucking unbelievable, man. And like, I hate to...
Was it personal stuff?
Yeah, it's personal shit. But I hope next week is better because this week took a toll on me, man. There's no other way that I can put it. But, and I don't drink. I just don't drink. I love the way... I don't get a hangover smoking weed as opposed to drinking, but man, I had to I felt like I had to.
Man, we need to make a game where it's like 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, but instead of looking for blood skulls, you're looking for your lost microphone that your sister stole.
No, I got it back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that look. I'm showing it to anybody who's watching, but I got it back, but it was fucked up the way that I got it back, man. Like, my parents had the...
Oh, okay. That's what it was. I was thinking, like, you just kept it on your desk, because we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Like, I was sitting there watching you on video with it, and I'm like, what is that? Where did you get that? Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, it's my microphone. I've had it for, I think, like, 2 or 3 weeks now, but... My parents had to bribe my fucking sister to get it back. And, I wish I could have just fucking called the cops and had them handle it. Anyways, let's move on. Let's talk about fun stuff, man. Let's get out of this shitty mood. No more.
We got free-for-alls.
Hold on. We're going to move on to Sweetos. Real quickly, my Sweeto, I bought this, I talked about it, I think last week or the week before. I bought this, Anchor Bluetooth speaker for like my phone. I'm using the shit out of that thing, man. Like I found another great use for it. Like I've been wanting a sound bar. Like I'm huge on like game sound and movie sounds and surround sound, stuff like that. But in lieu of not being able to afford a soundbar, this little fucking Anchor speaker, I wish I had it here so I could show you guys, but it fucking pumps, man. I use it in the car. Like my speakers in my truck are awful. Like one of them doesn't work at all and the other one just is okay. But I throw that on and throw on some YouTube and I'm fucking jamming in the car. Like, and it's really good quality too. I was super, super surprised. So I thought, why not try to hook it aux cable wise to my TV to see if I could use it for a makeshift sound bar. And I gotta say, for $50 fucking dollars, this thing is worth it, man. Like it's not like the best soundbar ever, but it's better than my TV speakers, and it's giving me pretty decent sound for my games. I'm really, really impressed. Like, I don't know what to say. It's like splash proof, and you can't like submerge it in water or anything. But I couldn't ask for a better fucking like sound companion, man. Like you can take it like anywhere with you. Use it for multiple things. So I'm really impressed. Anchor did a really good job with its soundbar. I'll try to put it on screen next week if I remember to bring it into the room. But that's my Sweeto. I don't see either you, Eric, or Brake have a Sweeto.
My Sweeto is that my taxes are done.
I did my taxes too, dude, and I'm happy that shit's
done. I gave mine
to
my dad because I'm lazy, I guess.
Yeah,
apparently. Like,
dude, TurboTax is fucking super easy. As long
thing
as
is, here's the thing. We also have to fill out a Geneva tax form since we both work at the same place now.
Oh.
So like, at least that I would give to them. I'll do it probably on my own next year. But
yeah,
I just thought I'd do that because.
Freak
I had a lot of stuff.
Freak 5 said that his Sweeto is that he wears Speedos. So that's something I don't want to hear about, Freak 5.
Gross, man.
I know, gross.
That is not what he said. Again, you are a son of a bitch.
What did he say? I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Frank?
I see Speedos. I didn't see Sweetos.
Right there it says, my Sweeto is I wear Speedos again.
Says I have a bunch of Speedos again. That's what he says.
Oh, okay.
Which I added you and Frank both.
How dare you?
He meant to say Sweetos. Is what he was trying to say.
Speedos cannot contain what I have down below there, Breakman.
Yeah,
so,
don't buy Speedos.
Show's over with, folks. Tonight.
All right. So what's going on, man? What's your Sweeto, Breakman? Did you already say?
My taxes are done, just like you said.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad.
It's February 2nd. Taxes are already done.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep. You getting back a good chunk or no? Eh. Yeah. Same thing with me. Last year, fuck, man, I made out last year, man. I think I made like $8,000 because of the kids and stuff, but. I didn't quite have enough work history last year.
I'm lucky if I get like $200.
Yeah. This year I'm getting about, what was it? I don't want to say on air because I could be implications, but some of it's going to my kids. So I'm just, but it wasn't nearly what I got last year. That's for sure. But I may have enough to buy a PlayStation once once all the bullshit.
Well, we still have Speedo's Freak. That's gross.
How dare you? Freak Five says, I remembered that on Steam they were only $50. I have no idea. Oh, Steam controller. I went to GameStop and there was an empty box on the floor that said new for $33. Took that up to pay, and they gave me a box with the controller in it that was labeled as $50, but he got it for $33. That's a good deal.
Probably
dude.
Forgot to take the sticker off. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, that's their fault, not yours.
I need to shave. How dare you? I just shaved, Freak Five. I just shaved, man. That's, dude. Trust me. When I shave, it's like an experience. I usually wait till
I get shaved. You have like Band-Aids all over you and stuff.
How
like that.
Dare you? I have never cut myself shaving, sir.
Oh, you are a liar. Whatever.
You probably cut yourself. You just didn't notice.
How dare you? I've never cut myself shaving. I'm a liar. I'm perfect, man.
There's no one who has ever shaved who has not cut themselves.
I have never.
Ever.
I'm like George Washington. I am like George Washington, sir. I cannot tell a lie. all right. Let's move on to Free for All. This one is really quick. I'm going to start because I didn't really explain it too much in the document. It says things in video games that you don't like. But let me give an example of what I'm talking about. Like, there's very few things about video games that I don't like. I love video games. We all love video games. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the show talking about video games. But there's one thing in particular that I can't stand. And I'm not, I don't have a fear of heights, right? Like I can go, like we have a place here called Royal Gorge, which is the highest suspension bridge in the world. I have no problems going, looking over the edge, you know, stuff like that. Like I just don't have a fear of heights. But there's a phenomenon that happens in video games that I fucking hate. If I'm playing a game like, let's say, Skyrim, for instance, or a game where you can get height, right? You can go into, you know, you can go up on top of the mountain, a building, and you happen to fall off of that said building or... It drops my stomach every fucking time, and I hate that feeling. Like, it doesn't bother me to go to the, like, Assassin's Creed. I can climb fucking the tallest fucking building and look around, and it doesn't freak me out, nothing like that. But if I happen to slip and fall, it drops my fucking stomach, and I hate that feeling. So I'm wondering, is there something in video games like that that you guys don't like?
And video vertigo, I guess.
It must be. I just don't like the feeling of falling in a video game. Like, and it's weird because like when it first happens, I get the sensation of falling myself in my gut. Like oh fuck, you know. But by the time like I get halfway down, it's over with. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I hate that feeling, man. I'm wondering, Breakman, do you have anything like that?
That's the fear of heights.
That's exactly what
I feel.
Yeah,
I'm someplace like really high.
But here, dude, I hike up fucking mountains, dude. Like to the peaks of mountains,
I'm telling you, like that is somebody who's afraid of heights. That's exactly how you feel. Like you feel like you were falling.
It's weird. Like for me, like I can go, like I said, to high suspension bridges, and I have no. I don't feel. I can go over one of those, like at the Royal Gorge, for instance. They have if you don't want to go over, how dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. if you don't want to go over the bridge proper, there's like a tram that takes you like by like a wire, like one wire, over the chasm there. I have no issues with heights. Like it's really weird. The only time I feel
that's weird because that's I'm telling you, like that's how I feel. Like
yeah, but the only
I'm not afraid of a lot of stuff, but like it's you know as a deep seated fear, I'm afraid of heights, and that's
it's
how I
weird.
Feel.
I'm not
afraid of heights so much as I'm falling. I'm afraid of the possibility of falling.
Yeah, and look, it's looking like. Freak Five has the opposite fear, like you, Breakman. Like you, I don't know if in video games, do you get like a fear of heights?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I said that in chat. Like sometimes I feel in games.
Yeah.
Like I even though I'm feeling it, I can tell my brain this is fake,
yeah,
and I can
yeah.
get through it. Someplace high, even though there's no possible way of me falling,
mm-hmm.
like I can still feel the sensation of falling. And it's
yeah,
just,
like, I don't.
I went to Vegas like a couple of times, and like I think the first time we went to a place that was rather high up.
Yeah.
But I had a sense of unease even from looking outside the window.
Wow, that's weird because I've been to Vegas. Like I went to Stratosphere, and you can look out on this glass and kind of lean against the glass, and it doesn't freak me out in the least. Like I don't.
I can look out the glass, but if I leaned up against it, no.
That's what I meant.
I can lean against it. I can look out. I can be on like a glass floor and look down, and it doesn't bother me.
I wasn't scared. It's just the pit of my stomach just feels a tiny bit.
And even in video games,
the air to my head like kind of rushes lower.
And even in video games, I'm not afraid of like being on top of a mountain or building or anything.
Makes me a little dizzy too.
I'm not afraid of being like on top of a mountain or building or anything like that. The only time it ever kicks in is if I make a mistake and I actually fall in the video game. Then I get that gross feeling of falling in my stomach. It's
weird.
And
when I was Slotzilla, it was kind of dizzy, but we were going so fast it didn't really matter anymore.
I just don't. I'm not afraid of heights, but there's just that weird little phenomenon in video games that I don't like it. Like it's weird, and it's only if I fall accidentally. Like if I make a jump. On purpose, like just to jump off the side of a cliff or something, just to see what happens. Like it really doesn't. Like every once in a while it'll happen, but most times, like I'll make a mistake. Like there'll be a ledge, and I happen to kind of fall off the ledge. Then that's when it kicks in, and I don't like it. So, real quickly, Eric, do you have anything like that in video games? Like,
I can do roller coasters, but like. When you're going up that big hill, that's like the most nerve-wracking part for me. It's a slowly getting up the hill before it starts its descent.
Well, that's the whole point, man. That's it. What about you, Break? Anything like that in video games that you don't like? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be height related.
Oh, you mean other than like the height thing?
Yeah, other than
no,
I mean,
no, not really.
Yeah.
It
could be something like
gameplay.
Boring gameplay. Yeah. No, I'm. But like. Because the only reason I said it is because I had that feeling. I can't remember what I was playing, but I think it was Mad Max at one point. Like I was on top of a mountain, like in a car, and I was trying to like scale the mountain and get up there. But I actually like put too much gas and I fell on the other side. And it like you know you can see yourself like falling in the car or whatever.
Well,
but,
the most annoying thing to me in a game. But go back here. Question: I kind of ignore that. Is any point getting stuck in the geometry?
Oh yeah, that's. I had almost a game breaker in Mad Max like that, where I just got stuck in the jump geometry, and I was like, "Fuck, man! I've made so much progress in this game." But usually, you can just reset the game, and you know. But yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird little phenomenon in video games that I don't like. It's not game breaking for me. Like it's not something that I'm not going to play video games because of. But I was just wondering. Maybe this is a good question.
Yeah, there are games that I love that I still. I got to play through them because I'm enjoying the game so much.
Yeah.
Games like Grand Theft Auto or
Crackdown. God, those are good games.
Because
man,
you get so high up in those games. Like in Grand Theft Auto, you know, you steal a plane and you're flying high up and then shit goes wrong. You got to parachute out or you got to jump out and it's just. As you're heading towards the ground, like I can feel that falling sensation. And
I need to get Grand Theft Auto 5, man. That game looks unbelievable. It just looks really good. But like I said, I don't want to pay for online money or anything like that. I just want to play the single player and, you know, do things like that. I think they had it for like $30. I know it's worth $30. It's got to be. I'm looking forward to Red Dead Redemption 2, even though I never played Red Dead 1, that game looks fucking good, man. Just looks good. All right. Anything else you can think of, Eric? Game things in games like that that you know you just don't like, or are we good?
Good, I guess.
All right. What about you, Brake? Anything else before we?
Yeah, like I can't really like I've played virtual reality a long time ago. Like that stuff doesn't make me sick or anything. Yeah, there's nothing that like. That's affected me.
Yeah, I don't. Some people.
It's heights, and some people even in gaming, like sometimes heights are just too much. There are games like Crimson Skies where it's all about you being in the air, and there's really no chance of you wrecking into the ground for the most part. I'm okay with those. I'm really good with those kind of games.
That's because you're more likely to get blown up.
Do you like flying?
But.
Like I love flying, like that.
And gaming, I love flying. But when you start getting close to the ground, like that's when I start to get like.
This is weird, man. Like I wonder what that is.
I don't know.
Like,
maybe Breath of the Wild would be better for you then, because you just glide everywhere.
All right.
Well, like I'll deal with it. It's not. I know it's not real, so I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But when I'm up, if I'm up high, like it can be hard to deal with sometimes.
I'll take you, like if you ever get to Denver, I'll take you and Mrs. Brakeman to Lookout Mountain, and we'll go hiking to the top of that mountain, man. And
I've been on top of mountains before.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like that'd be good for you, man.
I didn't get anywhere close to the edge, but I'm on top of a mountain.
Especially
before.
If you go with me, man. Like we'll like have joints and like it'll be height like. Altitude matters when you drink or smoke, man. Like that's why people love like drinking when they're in airplanes, because like you're so high up. But all right, I think that's gonna do it for this week. I don't think I have anything else unless you guys do.
I had a free for all.
All right, let's do it real quick, Eric.
We got two tiny ones, but this is a 7 missed by gamers, and this week's is if a company is pro-consumer, they will be successful.
I think we talked about that last week.
No, we did. We did the lots of cash means the company is healthy.
We did that one, but I think we did this one as well, like last week and the week before we did the other one. But real quickly.
Okay, then. Let's see.
Let's hold on.
We haven't done this one.
All right, go ahead.
So we have seen countless examples of this proving to be false. Let's read the first one. Some people believe that all a company needs is to, in order to achieve success, is to put the consumer first. Clearly, this is not true. This is sort of related. That's why it sounded similar. Hmm. But we have seen countless examples of this proving to be false. Consider loot boxes. These are very unfriendly to the consumer, but they're turning out lots of revenue for companies. Similarly, mobile games require huge investments of cash by the consumer in order to make any notable progress. Games like Boom Beach or Game of War or Fire Age.
Real quickly, the loot boxes that everybody has a problem with except for the companies, because they do make companies tons of money. The problem is it's very short-sighted. Like, short-sighted, you'll make a ton of money, no question. So if I was a game company and I wasn't planning on being in the business past maybe 7 years, I'd go the fucking loot box route, like, immediately. I'd say, let's fucking loot box the fuck out of this, get as much money, and get the fuck out of here. But long-term, it's not a long-term solution to money at all.
Anyways, like since lastly, I'll mention Microsoft. They have decided that every game they put on the Xbox One will also be released on PC. This is a hugely consumer-friendly move. It is utterly shocking that they would do this, though.
Yeah.
What is the net result? It obliterates any exclusivity on the Xbox One, which returns and makes it less appealing to consumers. If they can play the games on other systems, why buy an Xbox to play them?
Yeah, but the difference between PC and like the Xbox is they're monumentally different. Like it to me that I understand what they're saying, but it doesn't destroy their market at all. It's like them offering exclusive games on the Game Pass. It doesn't ruin their market. As a matter of fact, it strengthens it. You know who it affects is people like GameStop. That's who it affects, which is fine by me because I could give a fuck about GameStop. But all right, what else?
My next one
yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Next one isn't really about gaming. It's about whether or not Well, maybe we could save it for next week because I tried to message Breakman, but he never always misses my message.
Yeah.
But did you see the Rise of the TMT reveal? Or do you look at the character images?
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it next week, Eric, because we're already way past time, man. We did pretty good. We got a lot in. Breakman, your plugs.
You can follow me at break underscore man and at RP Grinders. Apparently nobody does.
No, let's make Breakman. Okay, here's the question I'm going to pose for the RP Grinders Twitter feed, and it's the same one that we discussed in this show, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more about it next week. But things in video games that you don't like I gave the example of like falling, like accidentally falling off a building or something, stuff like that, like little stuff that never breaks a game. Or affects the game as a whole, but
it's
something
something that affects you physically, I think.
personally, it could be
like it affects what is going on for you, like
right.
what you feel.
Here's another good quick example. Like in horror games, I know a lot of people that don't like to play horror games because of the jump scares. Like
Right.
they will literally like throw their controller or you know, get super scared to where they just it makes them too nervous to play the game. Stuff like that. Like just odd little
Yeah, that's a
stuff
great
that,
example.
yeah. Odd little stuff that you personally don't like in video games, but is not a big deal for the rest of everybody, I guess, is the best way to put it. So hit us up at RP Grinders. Let us know what you think. What's your
Yeah,
opinion?
that's never bothered me in video games. I always go for the scary
But I
games.
know plenty of people
Well, I like
that
that kind of, no, I know what you're saying. I'm
yeah.
just saying
Yeah.
like if everything hates.
Yeah.
Like not some guy with a fucking machete that you can't
Yeah.
kill wearing a fucking hockey mask and shit,
I
you
mean,
know. No, no.
maybe that's
No, I'm
something
afraid of
that
falling off a ladder. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, let's hear it. I want to hear quirky, weird things like that. Like what in video games you don't like that's kind of weird that maybe not everybody else experiences. So it's a good question for RP Grinders at RP Grinders on
Okay.
Twitter. Eric, your plugs, please.
You could find me on sites that I've written for, like Boston Best Brigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and AusGamers.com. There are a couple of reviews on TotallyGN, Golf Story, and ColorX Malice. They aren't on the front page, so you're gonna have to search for them. In fact, they won't even show up in the search. You'll have to do direct link. So just go check out my page on Facebook or Google Plus because I posted on Twitter the direct links, but they have long since been dead. But I can't post on Patreon for the same reason that you can't see on the front page because apparently they switched the host. And that caused a bunch of problems. So stuff that should be on the front isn't on the front, and you can't search for it, but it's on the website somewhere.
All right. Anything else, Eric? Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, there's my YouTube channel, Funny T Man, and then you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG. Although I guess you could do a search by putting a string in of my name on Twitter and plus whatever the review that you're looking for is.
Yeah, or just look up Eric Kelly on aforementioned sites, and you'll find his work. All right.
Wonder if I Google myself, what it would say. Oh,
It'd have a bunch
it
of
said, why bother? Oh, fuck.
why bother? Actually, Eric might have more Google results than either one of us. Break, so don't feel too bad.
He has to.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I've got quite a stuff, a lot of stuff going on there too,
Well,
but.
maybe you also, your browser might vary. I mean, you might actually be able to see my reviews on the front page because apparently mine I can't see it, but other people might be able to depending on what browser you're using. All I know
Hopefully it
is that
doesn't.
Opera and Chrome don't work for me, but that's me.
Yeah. All right, break. What were you saying?
I was saying just like he's always like posting news every week.
Oh
So.
yeah. Eric has tons of reviews. He's a very prolific writer. I'm surprised you haven't been picked up by somebody to you should try Mammoth Games, Eric. I don't know if I told you
They
about
aren't
them.
paying. I'm not interested.
Oh, they were paying. They were hiring people to work for them. But all right, that's about it. My plugs are as follows. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. We have a GoFundMe. Just look up RP Grinders on GoFundMe. You'll see it. We have $35 of $100 pledged. I would really like for us to get up to that $100 so I can take care of some loose ends with the website. Long story, I don't want to bore you guys with it. If we can get above $100, that'd be great too. I'm not begging, I'm just asking, help us out a little bit. And that's about it. I don't think I have very much else. Yeah, at Frank Branches on Twitter. What else? There was actually something else. I always fucking I should just write down my goddamn plugs. But anyways,
I don't know. Well, oh, I got one more thing I need to mention, but I won't be here next week because I'm actually going to be on assignment.
yeah, he actually is going to be on assignment. All
Whoa,
right.
whoa, whoa! Those things actually exist? I thought that was just an excuse we made up.
Yeah, no, it's every time I say it, it's the truth. Everything I say is the truth, Breakman. So, all right. If you believe that, I got some land in Hawaii.
Mister, I never cut myself shaving.
I
Yes, I
never
believe
have,
that.
not once, ever in my life, ever.
You such.
You
All
sure it
right.
wasn't a cut that like just was so
I've
small
never
because it's
cut
gonna
myself.
get
I don't know
that,
what you're
like he's
talking
gushing
about. You
blood.
guys.
He's like, I didn't do this with the razor. Like this just happened.
Look, I
It
am the
just happened.
best.
Like seriously.
I
It was the
am
shaving cream. It did
I
it.
listen, I am the best shaver in the history of shaving. I'll just have you know.
I use manual razors because fuck electric razors.
I use
They
manual
just
too, man.
they don't work that well for me.
All right, let's see. I think that's about it for me this week. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, which I probably said like 5 times. Go listen to the cats over at Zombies Anonymous, man. They got a really good zombie show. I didn't listen to last week's. I don't even know if you did one last week, Freak Five, but that's Freak Five show with Jess and the group over there. They do a fine show every week. What else? That's about it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you guys back here next week. Until then, we are out. Peace out, everybody. How dare you? I never lie, man.
Lies.
Never, ever
Lies.
cut
You
myself
lying
shaving.
liar.
Ever.
The Prince of
Never.
Lying.
Never cut myself. How dare you? You're exiled.
Frank
Son of
is
a bitch.
Trump.
How dare you? Son of a bitch. Exiled. Son of bitches. Never. Never lie. I've never.
I will try to
I'm
be
the
the last
George
word, damn
Washington
it.
of. I am the George Washington of RP Grinders. How dare you?